It's here and now.
I went to the crossroads.
How do you teach the history of rock and roll, from Near the Dawn with guitar great Robert Johnson to Amanda Palmer's Kickstarter campaign with Bill Haley, the Beatles, disco, punk, grunge in between? Well, if you're former longtime Boston Globe music critic Steve Morse, you teach it online. His rock history course for the Berklee College of Music is 12 sweeping interactive lessons. Students can watch a video of the Grateful Dead jamming in the late 1970s. Or they can listen to Steve's interview with the Dead's Bob Weir, remembering what it was like to play with Jerry Garcia.
We got so we could hear each other thinking, and we could feel each other feeling. If we were improvising, we knew, you know, I knew where Jerry was going. He knew where I was going. And I would try to, you know, get to where he was headed and be there with a little surprise for him.
The course, again, is called Rock History, and Steve Morse joins us in the studio with more. Welcome, as always.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, I got to tell you, though, I was able to gain access to your course. I got the secret password. You could get lost in this. I mean, there's so much in this. How long did it take you to put this together?
It took me about a year and a half. Very concerted work. I mean, we did a lot of video interviews, and that took quite a bit of time to put together. And then the writing of it, each lesson is about 5,000 words.
Because it's online, it's so rich with information. For instance, I'm looking at one of the lessons. This is lesson two. It's rock's racial integration, a backlash, payola, moving beyond the day the music died. That's, of course, a reference to Buddy Holly. So here's a couple of the lessons within lesson two. Buddy Holly's pioneering role in Tragic End, business spotlight, Buddy Holly and Decca. And, of course, you can listen to Buddy Holly performing Oh Boy on the Ed Sullivan Show.
All my life I've been waiting, and there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, I thought the world could see that you were meant for me.
The difficulty was knowing how deep to go. You can go all day on Buddy Holly, for
right.
example. You can go all day on U2 or the Beatles or the Stones. You know, those are the acts that I grew up on.
And this isn't just for someone who thinks they can maybe slide through. There's a lot of instruction here. Here's, for instance, a segment inside the music, the beats, where you distinguish between different kinds of rhythms. So, for instance, you can click on and listen to a swing rhythm played on the hi-hat cymbal. I think it's Fats Domino.
Ain't that a shame? My chills feel like rain.
Then you can listen to drummer Cornelius Coleman's Stop Time.
If you need a little loving, call on me.
You describe straight eighth note grooves.
Some of that was aided by the site developer, John Scotti. He's a professional musician as well as a full-time site developer at Berklee. And he came up with a lot of the little wrinkles in there, some of the interactive video, and there's an interactive jukebox you can click on that's a lot of fun.
Well, in fact, we have an example. For instance, we have the 70s band Steely Dan. Of course, you know, jazz, funk, R&B. You trace their roots back to Latin jazz as played by Horace Silver. So let's listen to both Horace Silver and Steely Dan. Steely Dan, Mickey, don't lose that number. Wow, is that theft or homage?
Yeah, well,
I love Steely Dan, but
the thin line, isn't there? What is the comment in the music industry? The amateur borrows and the professional steals. I always liked that.
But you trace, you know, you show how it went from one moment to the next and how it evolved. You've got the rockabilly, also the, you know, the British invasion. What was important to you where you said, if there's a history of rock and roll, this has to be in?
I guess the punk era had to be in there. I mean, some students today, they don't know that punk era. They don't really know the Ramones. They don't know the Clash. But that was absolutely pivotal, coming out of the fat, complacent corporate days of the 70s.
London calling to the faraway towns. boys and girls.
What do you think the importance of this is? I mean, it's obvious, it's your life work. But for somebody who might say, oh, really, rock and roll, of course. I mean, what's the importance of it?
You know, rock and roll really was the music of rebellion, you know, for the most part. And it reflected the culture at the time, like, you know, the Vietnam War, the protests, that all was directly integrated into rock and roll.
Twin soldiers and Nixon's coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
I make an effort to really look at the social history and not just go from ABC to one band to the other, but to show how they impacted the culture at the time. And then on up the 80s with Live Aid and Farm Aid, and these were significant periods where rock was taking a leadership role, and these things shouldn't be forgotten.
Well, but don't you see that today as well? Because towards the end of the course, you bring in Amanda Palmer, who is using the internet and Kickstarter campaigns to find a base. I mean, rock will out.
Right. Amanda, I'd known since she started, and I really wanted to get some kind of vital contemporary presence in that last lesson, because we point to the future, and the whole Kickstarter campaign that she was embarking upon was just perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the tweeting and, you know, what that meant to her.
In fact, we have Amanda Palmer telling you how, you know, she tweeted her fans that she was writing a song, and the response helped write that song. It's called The Bed Song.
It was like being part of a little self-help group during the course of the songwriting, but actually, whether coincidentally or not, that is probably the best song I've ever written. And I kind of wasn't alone when I was writing it.
Exhibit A, we are friends in a sleeping bag, splitting the heat. We have one filthy pillow to share, and your lips are in my hair.
The last assignment is, okay, what is the future of rock and roll? Tell me what's next.
What do they say?
Some of the students are baby boomers, you know, like me, who grew up with this music and, you know, have this attitude, rock and roll will never die. So they see, oh, it's going to come back, it's going to come back. Some young people, though, it's like, oh, you know, rock is my parents' music, which is what we once said about our parents' music.
Frank Sinatra. But the truth has been, though, that rock and roll does come back, but in another form. The trick is guessing what the form is, wouldn't you say?
Right. I think we need a shakeup. I mean, like in the 90s, you had the whole grunge movement with Nirvana and Pearl Jam and the Seattle, you know, based, you know, Alice in Chains. That really shook up a very complacent era in rock. And I'm waiting to see what happens now.
That's longtime music critic Steve Morse. His online course at the Berklee College of Music is called Rock History. We'll give you more information at hereandnow.org. And it's a course. It's not free. So we'll have all of that.
Right,
as
right.
Well. And it takes a lot of involvement, but it's just fantastic. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Doesn't get old. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us to see what this week brings. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.